Welcome to the World Cup Report Alicante, podcast covering the Blood Bowl World Cup held in Alicante, Spain in September 2023, with your hosts, Drew and Steve. Welcome to episode 34 of the World Cup Report Alicante. My name is Steve, a.k.a. Kilwagi. With me as always is Tim, and how's it going, Tim?
I'm doing terrific.
Good.
How are you?
I'm great. We're at the last team of the whole thing. We actually got it done before the event.
We did it.
We weren't sure it was going to happen, but it has happened.
Exciting times.
And, of course, the last team is Wood Elves.
Yes. The old number one team.
I mean, they've been number one for a long time, and I guess we'll see if Leap changes have changed that.
Weirdly, surprisingly, they do have the highest win rate of any team in the lead-up tournaments, at least according to the database that I've seen.
Wow.
Which is a big surprise to me. I would never have guessed them.
I don't know if I've seen one on the table for a while.
Fair. Yeah, true.
Like, I'm sure there was some at Oklahoma Bowl, but I was running it, not playing it. But yeah, they're a tier one team, obviously. Six primary, four primary, and one secondary, or three primary and access to a star player, which I guess someone might do that. But
only on a lark.
Yeah, pretty much. So that being said, what's your optimal Wood Elf roster that you think?
Well, with these rules, I think this is my primary list here. And the only thing I don't like about it is that it's 11 players, which is not great.
Yeah.
I have the Tree Man, which is why it's only 11 players. But he's pretty critical in a lot of ways. You can definitely take hits like you want. I have two War Dancers, of course, which you would want to have. I have a Thrower and four Catchers and three Linemen. So that leaves me room for two rerolls and a coach. And you can't even fit in an Apoth here. So you may be better off doing something like dropping some skill players to linemen. Like you could drop a catcher and a thrower. And then you could swap them for two linemen and fit an Apoth carry in. But
I don't know
the
about that.
Problem there is I have leader on this thrower. So I can have three rerolls and then you couldn't do that.
Exactly. So.
On the War Dancer skills, I, of course, have one Strip Ball War Dancer, as you basically always would do most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, you have kind of your standard War Dancer choices of, I put Frenzy here, but you can have Tackle or Sidestep, and they're both good in their own way, depending on the matchup. With the team mix for World Cup, Tackle might be the right choice, honestly.
Yeah, looking at all the teams that are there, yeah.
Yeah. Then my last three skills, I went with two dodge and one wrestle lineman. I mean, you could block catchers or sidestep catchers or something if you wanted to instead, certainly. I just wanted to have as many dodge players as possible.
Yeah, there's a lot of variation you can do with the team, that's for sure.
Yes, yeah. But I don't really see a good way to keep the Tree Man and have 12 players.
No. And when you say the Tree Man's essential, why do you think that is?
Well, I don't think he's essential. I think that he's very important, and he's great to have. And a lot of Wood Elf coaches think he's essential and love to have him. I mean, he's just really good at eating up space on the line.
That is for sure. And really,
and that's its main job.
If you took him out, you're just looking at basically another lineman and an Apoth at that point.
Right. Yeah, basically. So I did a no Tree Man build, and that's pretty much what it is. You can lose the Tree Man for a lineman. You can fit in an extra lineman and the Apothecary if you downgrade a catcher to a lineman as well.
Well, isn't he 120?
He's 120. So, yes, you could replace him with just a lineman and an Apoth.
Yeah.
I guess I went with a 12th player instead.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I misspoke there. So, yeah, but you could do either thing.
I mean, at that point, if you downgraded your thrower, you could have an extra reroll instead of the Apoth.
You could.
But,
yeah sure.
Thrower's handy.
I mean, and especially now, a lot
elves.
More than the past. Everybody else throws for a four.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're going to count on running game with elves, why are you playing Wood Elves? Just play Dark Elves.
True, yeah. How many Wood Elf teams were there this time?
Looks like 76.
Hey, that's a very solid amount. Number. Yeah.
There were a 10th or something? No, 12th.
Okay.
About in the middle.
So still a good number.
Yeah, I mean, they're not one of the real low amount. They're like the first of kind of the not around 100 teams, though.
Yeah. And there's not really a good counter to them. I mean, you go up against this team, and if you got someone who knows what they're doing and the dice are rolling well, you're not stopping them.
And they have some really good matchups.
Yeah.
Like Lizardmen and so forth, they tend to do really well against.
Mm-hmm. Because you got the speed, you got the agility, you're not down strength much.
And, yeah. Just your war dancers can always outstrength their skink with the ball. So. Yeah.
Do you think Leap hurts them, the changes?
I mean, Leap's worse, so yeah, it doesn't help. But that's like a more of a threat. Like, the threat of Leap is kind of better than the actuality of Leap anyway,
that's true.
When it was for a better role. And it's only worse if you're going into three tackle zones. A lot of times people have to set up their boxes with only two or something. So
yeah,
then it's the same.
Okay. Fair enough. And again, Wood Elves, not one of my favorite teams. I've always been more of a pro elf guy, or if I'm not doing that, I'm doing dark elf. I think I've played high elves once, and I think I've played Wood Elves like two or three times, but.
Sure. Yeah, I think high elves are probably my favorite elves, actually, even though they're kind of the most redundant elves in a way.
Yeah, if we got rid of elves, that would probably be the one I'd choose.
Right. Yeah.
But I would just add sea elves because, you know, that's what we should do.
Yeah, add more elves.
More elves. Well, now that they're not overpowering, for sure.
Yes. I mean, with the changes to passing, it hurts all elf teams.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how much? Because if you look at win rates, the elf teams are all near the top. So I don't think any of the elf teams have a bad win rate. Let's see, dark elves are really good. They're like third. Elf Union has the worst. They're sub 50%.
Yeah.
High elves are over 50%, and so are wood elves. So wood elves have the best.
Okay.
Weirdly, pro elves have the worst win rate on this list.
It's not weird to me. No Jordel.
Yeah. Sure.
I mean,
yeah.
They were a great all-around team, so I loved them last time I took them. You were never out of a situation. You were never out. You had three people on the pitch. You can still score. Now, not so much. You're not throwing as well. You know, you don't have Jordel to be their team's badass, and it's just kind of...
Mm-hmm.
They're just there, I guess.
Yeah. And they may be outclassed by all the other elf teams, I suppose.
So, with that being said, obviously out of 5 stars, they're better than average. I'd give them 3.5. It's probably low based on yours.
Oh, I put them at like a, I put them at also a 3.5.
Okay.
I mean, again, that's probably low based on how they're performing. You know, they probably should be a 5, but they don't look good to me. And there was a push at one point for a lot of people who thought maybe they needed to be moved down to tier 2 in these rules. But clearly they're winning fine, so that must not be the case.
Yeah. Or again, it could just be survivor bias where we're seeing only the good players play them that have played them for a long time. So.
Yeah, I think they have a lot of played games, though, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, 700 games.
Okay.
They're in the middle for played games. They're not one of the low teams.
Yeah. Well, if I took them, how many games do I think I'd... I'm just going to say 3.
I'd say at least 4.
I mean,
Wood Elf stuff's going to work some of these times.
It's going to work a lot.
Either your one-turn scoring or the leaping in or whatever. You know.
Yeah.
They're hard to stop.
And you'll have some games where you just get completely destroyed.
Especially if you can only have 11 players, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're just going to... They can play down a lot, but... Playing 6-on-10 and 5-on-10 is not so good.
Yeah. Now, since we're discussing the other races, will, for this week's bet, will the highest Wood Elf team be higher than the highest Elf Union and High Elf team?
Right. So high Elf and Elf Union together versus highest Wood Elf team, right?
Yeah. And we left out Dark Elf because we know that's probably going to be one of the higher ranks.
Right. And there's, you know, a ton of like them. Three times as many.
Yeah.
Man, going back and forth on this. I'm going to say that Wood Elves will be higher.
Okay. So you're going to go yes.
Yes. Yes. Wood Elves will be higher than High Elves and Elf Union.
Cool. Well, that's it. We're done.
Yeah.
We've completed everything. And now, I guess at this point, if we have time, we'll just put out other episodes.
Yeah, I guess so.
Be nice to actually have something to talk about more than just a team, I guess.
It would be.
I mean, it's
it
been
would
a while.
Be. Yeah.
I guess not really. We just a few episodes talked about the numbers. But anyways, we can talk about something else.
Yeah, it'd be exciting. I mean, there's all these other numbers that are coming out just right at the end, so.
Yeah. And then afterwards, we'll tell you how we did. And hopefully we can talk about how we're the best USA team or second best.
Unless we do really bad and then we're just going to disappear in shame and never hear from us again.
Or we'll be killed by Drew, which is sort of the same thing.
That is the more likely.
We get back to the place. You guys have failed me. No, please. But hey, I mean, that's just a risk we take.
It is.
We love Drew. We're not.
Yeah. I mean, on the plus side, we get to hang out with Drew. So
absolutely.
It's worth the risk.
Yes. Yep. So I don't really have anything. I would try to have a pun, but wouldn't be easy. It kind of works.
Would not.
Would elf be easy? Yeah.
Yeah.
For myself and Drew, say goodbye for now. We should be back, hopefully, with some fun episodes. And if not, we'll see you at Alicante. And Tim, what do you have to say?
So long, farewell. Reporting was a gas. I hate to go. We're ending the podcast.
La 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 now la, you, Steve. La 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 la. When we Austria was last time. This is
crap.
This is Spain.
I missed that one.
God, get it right, man. You want to say hasta luego?
Hasta luego.
Thank you for listening to World Cup Report Alicante, a joint podcast between Three Die Block and Both Down. For more information, check out World Cup Report Blood Bowl on Facebook, WC Report BB on Twitter, or email us at worldcupreportbb@gmail.com.